it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I am still reeling from a legendary call from Bam.
I know.
Wow. Legendary call from Bam.
I mean, Bam most likely into Herb is a pretty electric 5 o'clock hour.
It sure is. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. What would you rather see Sunday? A great offense, but a loss or a sloppy win? 93.7%.
There you go.
Say a sloppy win. Ike likes it sloppy. Let's get to
wins
the
win.
Wins a win. Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So this is a tough one to...
Yeah, I'm monitoring this.
Oh, for what? All I do is speak the truth and facts on this show. And I wrestled with this.
This is a tough one for you.
Yeah. These are ones that I care about.
Yeah.
All right. So happy the five best Philly seasons since 2000 in honor of Kyle Schwarber.
Okay.
Before we get started here.
Yeah.
I do not have Harper's MVP season on it.
Well, that's right.
That's good. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. I want the Jalen people to put that in consideration.
Okay.
For the next time you say I'm a blind Harper homer.
Considering we don't even remember the MVP season.
Well,
it's clear you guys don't remember the Cubs game because that's when he went off.
Well, truly, and we'll get to it. Then could you even, then is there even a Bryce season on here?
No.
No.
Okay. Wow. Unbelievable. Okay.
No.
Unbelievable from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That year he was great.
All right.
Man, he had 309 with a 615 slug. OPS over 1,000, 42 doubles, 35 homers. Okay. I mean,
what was it, 60 games?
He had a 6 war. No, it was a real MVP. It was 21.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's a 6 war player that year.
Okay. Well, Trey is a 6 war player this year.
I know. Yeah. And he's in the mix.
Yeah.
All right, number five is where I put Schwarber's season.
Okay.
Yes.
Schwarber's coming in number five.
Yeah.
50 home runs. I think if it ends in a World Series title, that could get it lifted up. Because,
oh, sure.
Yeah.
You know,
if he's the reason.
Sure.
Yeah. If he went in World Series or NLCS MVP.
Now, well, again, he could still chase down Howard. Like, it's not like he's going to end. The season ended today. So I guess he could theoretically.
16 games left, something like that.
He's not hitting 8 home runs in 16 games.
And then maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'd root for it.
Well, I mean, when he goes on a tear, you know, but
that's true.
He would have to go on a tear.
By the way, he gets the Howard's number. We got the MVP in the bag.
Nope. No chance of him winning MVP.
That was no chance.
Ohtani is minus 25,000.
I know that.
Okay.
Saw it.
All right. Yeah.
I saw it.
He's, by the way, it's funny. Like, he's second in odds in, like, every other metric. He's, like, top 10. Like, as far as MVP goes, like he.
Oh,
yeah.
The nerd metric?
The nerd metric.
Yeah.
Trey's higher than. Yeah.
Soto's probably in there now.
Soto's two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they haven't done it all season.
Wow.
Fair point.
Yeah.
And still, stolen bases are fake now. Like, Soto being a 30-30
exactly.
guy.
Yes. They got to do something about it. It's a little too fake for me.
Little bit, but I would rather have more running than not.
Like, Schwarber's got 10 stolen bases.
Well, he's a cat out there.
Okay. All right.
What type of cat?
Yeah. That's a good observation there, right?
So this is where it gets tough for me. Four is where I'm putting Lidge's 08.
Ooh, Lidge made it.
He went 48 for 48.
I remember.
In a World Series... World Series winning year. Yeah.
I think you got to put it on there. The other three seasons were. He's a closer, so I think it's harder for me to be like, wow. I think we'd look at 48, 48. Yeah, it was great. But, like, I think four is where I ended up with the Lidge 48 for 48 season. Could talk myself
I would have
into
this
higher.
Season in front of Lidge's season.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right.
Because he wasn't dominant as a closer.
Well, he didn't blow a save, though.
I don't mean he was dominant.
Well, I mean,
he's got a point.
Well, I mean, how many times we sweated it out with Lidge out there during that time? Like,
and he blew the All-Star game.
Yeah. Nobody's counting that.
Cost him home field advantage.
Well, I got to hear the other three.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to hear the other.
Number three is where I have Rollins in 07.
Oh, there he is.
Rollins in 07. So, I've actually, I've one thing has made me grow to appreciate even more Rollins 07 is you look at Trey's season, and Trey has had a phenomenal season. You know, best shortstop season since Rollins in 07. Mm-hmm. And he has like seven triples. How Rollins got 20 triples in
it's
a
impossible.
Season is, especially in that ballpark, you got to hit it to one spot most likely, and it's down in the right field corner.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. Yeah. 20, 20, 20, and 20.
Are you coming around on the Jimmy Rollins in the Hall of Fame argument or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hall of very good.
Okay.
Hall of very good. Number two, and these last two are the ones that really get me.
Yeah.
And I went back and forth all day on it. But okay. I think I settled on the correct ones. Number two is where I put Howard's 06.
I was going to say, it can only be two.
Yeah. I know. So number two is where I put Howard's 06.
Yeah.
You know, 58.
Yeah.
The reason why I didn't put it number one and why I put Halliday's 2010 number one
had to be
is because, like, we have seen more than 58 home runs in a season.
Yes.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a perfect game and a no-hitter all in a Cy Young season before.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It seems impossible.
Yeah. Seems impossible.
Yeah. Crazy.
A no-hitter in the postseason, second only in baseball history.
When he also had a perfect game during the
year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, that season was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. That had to be number one.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, I don't think you forgot it. Yeah, did you forget anything?
No, I mean, I could have brought up, like, you know, Halliday's a lower ERA in 11 than he did in 10, but I didn't want to have two Halliday seasons, and
right.
I think the Lidge season had to be on there. Cliff Lee pitched to a 2.4 in 11, but, you know.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wheeler should have won Cy Young in 21, but no one cares about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was good. Good seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good list.
I think Schwarber 5 is fair.
I think Schwarber 5 is fair.
Yeah.
You can make the argument with the Lidge one for sure.
But bridge the Lidge.
And the Lidge does have the World
the
Series.
The World Series, he
it.
Does, yes. Yeah. And he closed out that game.
He did.
Yeah.
Maybe if Schwarber shows up during this postseason, we'll
he usually does.
Be able to move. Well.
No, he doesn't.
Usually is a weird word. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Yeah, good list, Jeff.
Good list.
Back tomorrow to situations you're monitoring near the bathroom.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, bathroom situations Jack is monitoring at WIP. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door and get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Herb in the Northeast. Herb, you're on WIP.
What's happening, Spike? We're down to 9 games. 9 is the magic number.
Hey, yo! And a 9-game lead.
Jackie Baseball, 9 games. What do you say to that, Jackie?
I say 9 games.
Yeah, I say go get the champagne and the beer. We're celebrating.
Hey, yo!
We might be celebrating by Monday. They might be in L.A. celebrating. So
by Monday?
Yeah, it could happen as early as it could be this weekend. Who knows?
Yeah.
We got to win these next 2 games, and it's down to 5.
Yep.
We win these next 2 games, the magic number is 5, and then we
sweep the Dodgers, and the Mets lose their entire – yeah, I guess it's possible. Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Hey.
The Mets got to play the Padres, you know, next week, or I think it is.
Hey, yo.
When they go back home, they got to play the Padres, and the Padres are fighting with the Dodgers right now, one game out. So, anyway, that's about it. What's going on with them Eagles?
They play on Sunday.
What's going on with them?
I see that. So one of you guys said that. What's his name got hurt or something like that? Got a knee problem.
Dallas Goedert. Dallas Goedert is hurt.
Got a knee problem or something.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Yeah, that's why I said they should have four tight ends on the team.
Yep.
Two to play
absurd
offense.
Amount.
Yep.
One, two to play offense, and one to play on the kickoffs and the punt returns.
And then what about the other one?
Special teams.
Well, you wanted four. So that's two to play offense.
Four because I need one guy to block and two guys to catch. Two guys to catch the ball and one guy to block.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I got to get this call. The doctor's calling me about the testosterone I got to get. I'll call you.
You got to get your T levels up?
He's gone.
Wow.
I'm putting him on hold.
Yeah, we got to get him back after the doctor conversation. Yep.
Yeah, Ben in L.A. You're on WIP. What's up, Ben?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Ben?
What up, Ben?
So, Spike, I know you, with the Mets cheating thing,
yeah.
I know you took the approach of evaluating it through, like, a more historical perspective, which I definitely think is useful. Let us know, you know, if we've seen it before. But I wanted to approach it from more contemporary perspective.
Okay.
Just to, you know, look at the Mets with respect to their peers.
Yep.
So the average win percentage of home teams and home games this year for the other 29 teams is 525. The average win percentage of all other 29 MLB teams based on their individual home win percentages is 528. And the median home win percentage is 514. The Mets are at a 524. So they're a pretty average home team. The average losing percentage of away teams in away games this year for of all away games that have been played is 475. The average losing percentage of all 29 individually is 459. And the median is 471. And the Mets are at 425. So what I see from this is that what's making it look suspicious isn't that the Mets are, like, amazing at home. It's just that they're terrible on the road.
Yes.
And while
being very good at home. I'm not sure. Are you a stats guy? Because I'm not sure I'm not sure the overall win percentage of home teams is valid here, because, like, to me, it is specifically indicative of good teams. Like, I think it is more appropriate to compare them to good teams than to compare them to all teams.
Well, for sure. I think that's totally fair. I just wanted to get more perspective looking at the league in totality and seeing that home, they're actually in the middle of the pack. But if they are cheating at home, that'd actually be hilarious, because it would mean that even with cheating, the best they can do is average. And I would say that the cheating theory is unlikely, because it's incredibly plausible that a team could be average at home and terrible on the road. But that the data might still support the cheating theory, because if they are bad at home and on the road and they are cheating at home, that could elevate a bad home team to an average home team.
Yeah, but Ben, I don't understand. I don't understand your math at home. Their winning percentage at home is like 650. Yes, it is. It's 625 or 650. It is. They're winning. They're 45-27 at home. Their winning percentage at home is 625. Their winning percentage on the road is 425.
If that's true, then I looked at an incorrect figure.
And yeah.
Case, given that it falls out of a 5%, usually you like to give a 5% window for margin of error, just because, you know, to account for randomness in data.
Yeah.
If that's true, then yeah, it is. It would be anomalous.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Thank you for the call, Ben.
At that point, yeah, and I'd have to reevaluate. Again, I was looking at it based on what I found. I guess there was an error in the algorithm that I came up with.
Wow, look at Hinky over here. Hinky in L.A. Yeah, I mean, their win percentage at home is 625. Their win percentage on the road is 425. A playoff team has only had that big a difference of 238 playoff teams since 2000, twice. And both of those teams basically had a 500 record on the road.
Man, when people start doing all the data stuff.
Yeah, they lose you.
Yeah, I just...
Well, I can tell you who's not going to give us data.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, how are those T levels?
Yep.
I got to go for another test because they forgot to draw blood on that.
Now,
how did they forget?
Herb, let me ask you this, because there's been some scuttlebutt about this. There was scuttlebutt out there that the reason that you saw the doctor about testosterone is because you have too much and you're so male that they need to lower your testosterone.
I'm not. Listen, when I played ball 25, 30 years ago,
all right.
Okay,
yeah,
And I was lifting weights, heavy weights. I was doing a lot, okay? I was taking different kinds of pills, different kinds of, not hormone growth, not no steroids, but I mean, I was taking
just
stuff
HGH,
over the
right?
counter, stuff over the counter, stuff that you don't have to eat a lot. You eat when you want, okay?
You were taking Stacker 2 back in the day?
Different kinds of stuff that you wouldn't understand. You go buy it again. stuff that you... Mike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
Of course, yeah.
Mike Reese knows about that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to take a little bit of everything, you know? And that's how
you
I
just,
got
You
strong.
Just go into GNC strong, and you'd say, give me everything.
After these two operations, man, I got weak, man. I got weak, and I got to find out, you know, like I was taking that stuff that Frank Thomas was taking, you know, the stuff they advertise and all.
Yeah. Creatine? Were you taking creatine?
Well, I took creatine, but there's other stuff besides creatine.
Okay.
There's a new thing out there Blue right
Chew?
Now. It's called Andro. There was
yes, Andro. Andro's been around for a while.
It's called Andro, right?
Yes, yeah, it's been around for a while.
You buy it at GNC, you know what I mean? But that stuff ain't bad.
Have GNC.
But some of these doctors, when they take a blood test, they start seeing these certain things that I got in my
system.
Kidneys are saying, you got stuff in your kidneys, you got to be careful.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? I had the one doctor from Bensalem, he didn't want me to come to see him anymore because... You know, he said, you know, you're on diabetes, and you're taking this, taking that, you know. So
why didn't the doctor, hold
now.
Up,
so he just gave up?
Yeah.
No, I got different doctors now to take care of me, so, you know, okay. But anyway, when you lose a lot of, I lost a lot of strength in my arms and all,
okay.
in my forearms, and that's where you get a lot of... The push when you're bench pressing.
Yeah.
And I lost a lot of that when I had open heart surgery and my knee surgery. My knee isn't as, it's okay, but it's, you know what I mean? I'm only allowed to push so much weight. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to bust my knee up or anything.
Yeah,
you know?
You're already carrying around a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, let me say something. Did you see that picture with me and Giovanni?
Who?
You know Giovanni from Elite Acura. I was over there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, yes, yeah. I did see that. Yeah, he was over at Elite Acura the other day.
What were you doing there?
I was over there.
They have testosterone there?
Yeah, right. That's my buddy. Mike Reese bought a couple cars from there.
Yeah, More than a couple. Yes.
Yeah, well, you keep trading them in. That's what it is.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah,
Jim,
what else are you doing over there?
My business?
I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing, bro.
They're on leases. Yes, yes. They are on leases.
I know the general manager.
Yeah,
right there,
yeah. Yeah, they know you over there. They told me they know you over
Tom,
there.
You know Tom Affinato, right?
Yep, I sure do.
Little Tommy, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to everybody over at Elite Acura. They listen. They're big listeners of the show.
Oh, I love
that. They're listeners of the show.
Of course they are.
Well, yeah, I do cars. Reads for them. Yes, I advertise for them.
They got nice cars over
they
there.
They do.
You know?
They got the best cars interior, over there.
Red and black, blue and black, all different
what
colors.
What other colors? You know? Do they have, like, gray?
Got purple for you, Spike. They got purple.
What's that mean?
Well,
purple for you and your wife, right?
I got plenty of testosterone, big boy.
I got pink and purple for you, bro.
Oh, really?
You know something? I'm gonna tell you something.
Yeah.
I used to have a limo that was 200 inches, and that limo.
Why did you count it?
The interior was. Pink, purple.
Let me divide that. Here. How many feet is that?
I had three colors. Pink, 200 inches. Turquoise. They loved it.
Wait,
they
that's
loved
15
it
feet?
The
it's like 15
shows.
Feet.
Yeah, it was a big limo. It holds up to like 16 to 18 feet.
Oh, man, yeah, the big one.
Yeah.
Did you have the partial in the
right
car,
now,
too? Yeah.
Right now, if you want to go take a ride, it's down on State Road in Bensalem.
Just drive up and down looking for it. Can I ask you this, Herb?
Yeah.
So, our next question today is what your favorite food is when you're watching TV, and I imagine you have some excellent selections. So, when you're watching TV,
I'll tell you.
Okay. Yep.
I like cheese steaks. I like steaks with fried onions.
Uh huh.
I can go for hot roast beef. It's real good. And there's a couple places in South Philly.
What would be on your?
I like Chinese food. I like Chinese food.
Uh huh.
But I like steak and I like veal chop.
Yeah, you're like telling me about the first game that Thursday night. You had your veal.
I'll show you when
Do you know
I
how they kill the veal
Friday,
though?
I'll be down there Friday. I'll show you the pictures of the food that we cooked up.
I'm going to show you pictures of the conditions that the veal is kept in.
We're not at cheese and pizza on Fridays anymore.
What?
Who cares?
That veal we bought over in Ben Salem at the old, it used to be a bar, and they went out of business, Louis Bar Louis, and now it's a place that they have a few different locations in the areas.
Mm.
And they got chicken, they got steak, they got veal, they got pork, they got everything. Seafood, they got vegetables that are frozen.
Ice cream?
They got everything. No ice cream in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, lactose intolerant.
No ice cream.
So, Herb, last thing. What would be on your Mount Rushmore of foods to eat while you're watching TV?
The Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, of
That's
foods
four.
To eat.
That's
no,
four. I would have to say...
Yep.
I would have to say either a Philly, good Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
Or if it's going to be a full course deal, I would say veal chop on a bone.
Okay, when you're watching TV,
14 ounces. Yeah.
Do you have?
We were watching the game. I was watching the game on.
Do you have like a TV tray you put on your
definitely.
Lap for you to eat on the couch?
Definitely.
Yeah, I got it. I got a tray. I've been using that same tray for a couple years now, and
more like 25.
Yeah. When was the last time you watched that bad boy?
I don't know. It's clean. I got mail on it. I put mail on it and shit,
Wow.
That's the second one this week.
Yeah.
We held him on too long.
Yeah. Did you say you put mayo on it?
I don't take
mail.
No
mail. Oh,
mail. I thought he meant mayo, too.
I think I'm going to buy a new tray.
Okay.
I think I go to Walmart and buy a new tray.
There you go.
He just thought about it. Like, yeah, I think I need a new one.
Yep. Rather than wash it, just buy a new one.
Ike Reese, we're going to go kick some, this weekend in KC.
Hold on, I know you're big. You and Andy are pretty. I know you and Andy are pretty close. Who are you rooting for this weekend?
Yeah, who I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for the Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. EAGLES Eagles.
There he goes.
Love it.
Wow. Herb from the Northeast. Wow. What a
one
call.
Of one.
That's why he's on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. The testosterone thing.
200-inch limo.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Wouldn't you assume...
It's a 15-footer, 20-footer?
That's about 15 feet, 15 right? Footer? Yeah. Well,
16 and a half.
Yeah, there you go. Did they measure limos by inches?
No, I don't know where he got that from.
Yeah. Well, but he's an official...
Limo driver,
right?
So he probably knows
that
by the inches.
Yeah.
Sure he does.
I love that he went to his doctor... The doctor said he had so many problems.
I'm out.
That he was like, you're going to have to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm out.
The doctor just gave up, threw his hands in the air.
It's not like you're a mechanic on a car. No. I mean.
They usually don't turn patients away.
No.
No.
It's something about ethics, right?
What did Ben say that Herb looked like? Like he was.
Oh, an ostrich riding a bike.
Yeah. Oh, man, what a world we live in here. What a world. Unbelievable. So Phil's play again tonight.
Yes.
Get you ready for that coming up. Also, we will have to give away our next question prize for the Bite for the Fight tickets.
And the text line.
And the text line.
If he's reminding you about the text line, it must be about you.
Yeah. It's probably both. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.